Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. This is Joyce Riley. Davon Kleiss will not be joining us this week, but we thank you for being here, and we thank you for caring and searching outside the box of television news. Well, there's been a situation that has occurred in the Don Welch homestead, and I need to let you all know that it appears that the sheriff will be coming to her home today somewhere around 9 a.m. Because of this, well, change in our plans, I'm going to be bringing on at 10 after Jim Percy. Jim is going to bring us up to date with the scenario there at Don's home. We hope to be on the air when the law enforcement people approach her home. Now, Jim is going to tell you what the sheriff has said they are going to do when he comes on after this break. It's kind of like, because we have this breaking situation, we have a change in our scheduled plans, but I need you to be aware that if you are in the state of Missouri and you are close to where Don is, we would very much appreciate if you can go there and if you can be a part of this by getting a camera that you can record the event with. In other words, still and movie camera. Don Welch lives in Hillsboro, Missouri. This is about 4 hours, at least, from the Power Hour. And her address is number 3 Ed Marr Terrace. Number 3 Ed Marr, E-D-M-A-R, Terrace. Those of you who want to Google that and find out where she lives and are close to that area and can be there around 9 a.m. Central Time, it would certainly be appreciated. Now, we've enlisted the help of Representative Jim Guest in this situation as of last night. So we will be finding out where we stand with Jim Percy, who, as you all know, in his time zone, it's dark 30 there. He got up and I talked to him a little while ago around 6:30 my time, 4:30 his time. So he is up and on guard to be there for Don Welch on the phone. Now, we're going to have him on the phone. Hopefully, we will have Don on the phone also as they approach her home. So this kind of changes the scheduling of the Power Hour today, but I think it's important that we address this, and it's important that we be there for her. So I'll let Jim give us the update on that information. Well, I thank you very much for joining us in the Power Hour today. We've got a situation brewing in Hillsboro, Missouri. And I do hope that you are, if you're in that area, you're able to be there at the home when and if the sheriff arrives there. Now, we don't know if it's going to happen today. We have been told that it probably will. So I've asked Jim Percy to join us this morning as he is already on guard such an early hour in California. But I thank him very much for joining us today. And, Jim, thank you very much. And we need to get a sit rep, if you will, a situation report on what's going on with Don Welch.
Good morning, Joyce. Yeah,
morning.
Yesterday I got a call from Dawn, and apparently the sheriff's department in Hillsboro came out and talked to one of the neighbors, didn't leave any messages on their door, but told the neighbor that they were going to be there at about 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, and they were going to evict or arrest anyone on the property.
Okay, we've got a really lot of background noise here. Is there any way you can get on a regular phone?
You've got a lot of background noise right now?
Yeah, yeah. Can you get on a regular phone?
Uh-huh, hold on.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
Better?
Oh, perfect.
Okay.
Don't ever do that to us again. Okay, go ahead.
It was misconnected. Anyway, so the sheriff showed up at the neighbors, and the sheriff's told the neighbors, or asked the neighbors if anyone was living there, and the neighbor said, sure, and said, well, you might not want to be around here tomorrow because we're going to come in.
Oh, you're breaking up. Jim, you're breaking up so badly right now.
And I don't understand why. This is a brand new phone. Everything's there.
Okay. I don't know what's happening here. Can you? Okay. John, call him back on his cell phone because we've got to have contact with him. So call him back on his cell phone for right now, and then we'll try to figure out what's going on if you don't mind. This is really important that we have good connection with Jim because he's going to be the mediator between all of this as to what is happening with Dawn in the state of Missouri. Jim, are you there?
I'm right here.
Okay, let's try this now. The situation with her has changed. We're talking about Dawn Welch in the state of Missouri, Hillsborough, Missouri, because of a visit from the sheriff yesterday. Start there.
Okay, like I was telling you, the sheriff came out to the neighbor's house and said that they were going to be back this morning about 9 o'clock and that they were going to arrest anyone on the property and they were going to move everything out of the house. And then the sheriff got in the car and left.
Okay, so he said that the neighbors might not want to be around at 9 a.m. Central Time today then.
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
Okay, now, after we talked, Marie reminded me we needed to get in touch with Jim Guest's office, and I give her all the credit for contacting Representative Jim Guest and Louise, who has just been a tremendous assistant to him and also to the people of the state. But we contacted him, and she immediately wanted the paperwork. So the paperwork was then sent to Jim Guest's office. Now, what was that paperwork, and why is that important, Jim?
Well, the paperwork that we sent over was the documentation that we had sent to the bank challenging their equity position on the property and their lending practices. It was also documents that we had submitted to the courts and documents that we had submitted to the sheriff. It was just really a paper trail leading up to yesterday when we got this threat from the sheriff's department. They were going to come out and forcibly evict and arrest anyone on the property.
Now, let's explain what an equity position means or why the very fact that she has a document, and now I am told, I have not seen it myself, but I am told that she has a document that says that her home, her loan, is paid off in full. Is that correct?
That's correct. This is what the banks do. We talk about this often on the Power Hour. You and I, we go and we get a home loan from Bank A, and Bank A sells the paper to Bank B, and Bank B forgets to put themselves as legal lien holder on title to the paper. They pay off Bank A, and then they start sending you a bill every month, and you pay it, thinking that they have an equity interest in your property. In reality, they don't.
Okay, equity interest means?
Means that they have made some investment in your property. The bank may have made an investment in the property, but they didn't record it legally and lawfully. And there was a judge named Christopher Boyko in Ohio who had 14 cases brought before his court with Deutsche Bank where the bank assumed that they owned or had an equity interest in these properties that they were attempting to foreclose on. And Christopher Boyko showed them that they had not, that simply transferring the documents from one bank to another and the obligations from one bank to another does not satisfy lawfully putting themselves as a legal lien holder or legally having an equity position in the property. And this is what happened with Dawn. And in late September last year, after we filed all of these questions regarding her loan, Wachovia Bank suddenly sent Dawn a document showing that they had just put themselves as legal lien holder on title to her property. This was on September the 29th of last year. Some 20 days later, after having only been in legal lien holder's position on her title for less than 30 days, they took her to court to sue her for foreclosure. This is when I got involved with Dawn.
Okay.
And we challenged the jurisdiction of the court. And with the affidavit denial of corporation existence, including all of the letters and documents that she had sent to the bank prior to this.
So we've got the originating bank loan, then we have the subsequent bank loan.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that Marcy Kaptur, U.S. Representative Marcy Kaptur from the state of Ohio, actually warned people and told them that if there is not an equity position from that mortgage company on your loan, don't leave your house because they cannot take legal action against you. Now, that's what U.S. Representative Marcy Kaptur said in warning her people in the state of Ohio. Now, this appears to be the same situation. And if you're just joining us, our guest right now, which is unusual that we have a guest in the first hour, but this is Jim Percy, who is author of the book, Am I the Only Person Who Thinks This Way, as well as the Freedom Package. Now, he's joining us today because he's been working with Don Welch, who has been threatened with foreclosure for a long time. They now say they're going to appear there sometime around 9 a.m. Central Time. And I find it interesting that they don't just say we're going to be there tomorrow. They give a time. So we're looking at 9 a.m. Central Time. Now, we're going to come back, and I'm going to bring Jim Percy back with us and talk about this. What are the options? What might happen as a result of what is taking place here today? We're going to be right back with this four-minute break of the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Jim Percy and Joyce Riley. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. We're not going to take it. If it's illegal, then it needs to be exposed. And that's what Jim Percy is doing. He is here today joining us to talk about the situation with Don Welch. Now, if those of you who are just joining us, Jim, as you know, is the author of Am I the Only American Who Thinks This Way? It's a book which simply says, wait a minute, how are they getting away with all this stuff? And am I the only one that's objecting to this? Well, he joins us because Don Welch has been threatened with the sheriff's visit today. Jim, let me ask you what you think might take place today. What could help us walk through what might happen today?
Well, I really don't know, Joyce, but if the sheriff does show up, we have people that are going to be out there with cameras and recording devices, and we're just going to—it's just kind of a wait and see. We have sent another letter to the sheriff's department via the front door of her house, saying to the effect of to the sheriff and his deputies, "Smile, you are being videotaped." And then if you open up the letter, it just talks about the previous letter to you as my elected sheriff has obviously been ignored because you and your deputies are here at my door. Regarding my property and this illegal foreclosure attempt and seizure attempt by your department has been documented, and you have received all of the information regarding my case. If you and your deputies continue with your threats to arrest me and all who are on my property at or about 9 a.m. on the 12th day of May, 2009, as reported to me by my neighbors, action could be taken against you, and enforcement in this matter could land you up in jail. And it's a letter basically just telling the sheriff, I will not surrender my property to you. I will not surrender to your threats, intimidation, and fear tactics. I will not allow a fraud to be perpetrated against my person. The world is watching. The free people of the United States of America will no longer accept the pathetic excuse for those like you and your deputies, who we have elected to abide by our Constitution and with your oath of office, and then claiming I'm only doing my job. And we made a little reference to a fellow from Germany in there and said that, you know, you could only expect something like this if you happen to be in Germany under the control of one Adolf Hitler. Other than that, we don't know what's going to happen. Dawn is there and her daughter is there. The children are out of the facility. And and that's that.
Okay, now you called the sheriff of that county in Hills that Hillsborough is in. What was the result of that?
No result, no response. I left a message with his secretary, a lady named Tanya, and it was a recorded message, and I just basically left him a message saying, you know, what are you doing with Dawn Welch? You have all the documentation showing that she owes no money on her home. You have documentation showing that the bank and the courts have refused to respond to different challenges that she's made constitutionally, and yet you, having taken that same oath to uphold and defend the Constitution, just seem to be trudging forward, following the orders of an out-of-control judge. And I left him my phone number and asked him to return my call, and he still hasn't. It's interesting, Joyce, because Amber has two children, and she said both of my grandchildren or both my children wanted to be in the home today when this happened, and I said no. They said you have signed a marriage contract, and I said, and if the authorities come in, they may take your children, saying that you're endangering them, because remember the state owns your children too with that marriage contract. And so she moved the kids to a safer place.
Oh, that is excellent advice. Excellent.
Yeah, we're living in the land of the free, Joyce, the home of the brave, where our government is totally out of control. Absolutely, totally out of control.
All right. Well, we're going to have you on standby, and should we need to go to you, we will get you back immediately.
I'll be sitting right here listening to you. When you're ready, just say, hey, Jim, and I'll pick up the phone.
Okay. And also, we're going to have Dawn on standby, too, because she wants to be on the phone with you and with us so that we can record all of this as it goes down. We don't know what's going to take place. We're just preparing for this incident. And hopefully there'll be a number of cameras there that can record it also visually. Jim, thank you so much for what you do. And I salute you for what you're doing. Nobody's trying to pull anything sleazy here, ladies and gentlemen. Dawn Welch, bless her heart, is standing up for the right thing. She is standing for all of us. Jim Percy, we'll talk to you a little bit later. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joyce.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley, and I thank you for joining us today. There's a lot going on in the world, a lot of ugliness, unfortunately, that we don't like to have to look at, but we stand. And you know, there are two types of people, really. There are those who, at least that listen to the Power Hour, and I think there are those who believe in what they're doing and will stand regardless. Then there are those who believe in what they're doing until they have to stand. And it separates literally the men from the boys. And I am so sorry to see that Dawn Welch is going to have to be this person who at 54 years of age, she and her daughter are standing there to defend their home. Defending a home that is illegally being taken from them, given the fact that there is no equity interest in the mortgage company that is attempting to take it or has asked the judge to take it. So all I can say is I thank Jim Guest for being available last night, for Louise, for them caring enough to get these documents, and hopefully making some phone calls. Now, remember, this is exactly what Representative Marcy Kaptur said. If there's no equity interest in the home and these mortgages have been sold over and over again, there's no way they can then take the property. So we're going to have to wait and see what happens. So I just ask you to be patient with us as things change here today, because our goal is to try and bring you the news as it happens.